Chapter 1. Dominic Dunn hit his turn signal and waited for a family of five to cross the sidewalk before he turned into the Carolina Cove Inn lot and parked, dread filling his stomach. Just the sight of the happy families and tourists wandering the sidewalks, lounging on restaurant patios, and enjoying the lively Saturday night left him angry. He should have ignored the letter. Ignored his next-door neighbor and best friend, ignored his boss and co-workers, who said he had to honor Lisa's last request and come here.
Mister, you gonna get out?
The boy's voice startled Dominic, and he turned to see a kid around 8 years old watching him. The salt air breeze blowing through the open windows of his car brought with it the smell of fried foods from the restaurants nearby, and seagulls squawked as they flew overhead.
Mister.
Yeah, Dominic said, only then realizing he'd pulled into a parking place and was literally sitting there with his foot on the brake as he debated his choices of whether to throw the new car in reverse and floor it to get out of Carolina Cove as quickly as possible, or stay the prepaid 2 weeks Lisa had booked for him before her death.
Doesn't look like it. Are you drunk?
A rough-sounding chuckle left his chest. Do you get a lot of drunk people here?
Sometimes.
I see. Well, I'm not drunk. Just trying to decide if I want to stay here.
Oh. You got a reservation.
Did the kid ever stop asking questions? A memory formed, that of his son Elijah at the same age.
Yeah, I do.
Then why don't you want to stay? Dominic glanced at the clock and noted the time. If he left now, he'd add another 6 hours to his drive from Atlanta. Not how he wanted to spend what was left of the day. Maybe he should spend the night and head back to Atlanta first thing in the morning?
You've convinced me. I guess I will stay.
I'll show you the way to the office. Do your parents know you're out here near the street? You're awfully young to be wandering about on your own. The kid's shoulders squared, and he lifted his chin to a defiant angle.
I'm almost 10.
He looked younger, maybe because of his small stature.
Well, almost 10 or not, there are a lot of strangers milling around, and it's not safe for kids these days.
Are you visiting? He sounded like an old man talking about the good old days, but it was true. What kind of parent just let their kid wander the streets in a beach town full of people, some of whom probably waited on the opportunity to grab a kid and head out of town?
No. I live here. You coming or not?
The kid had spunk, Dominic had to give him that. He rolled up the windows of the Porsche 911, killing the powerful engine with another press of a button. He felt a little conspicuous driving the flashy car, but he had to admit he loved the power. Just like Lisa knew he would. He opened the door and climbed out of the low vehicle, yet another thing to get used to after driving a family-friendly SUV for so many years.
Wow. You're tall.
My mom is too.
I hope I'm tall when I grow up.
Dominic locked the car and fell into step behind the boy.
I see the sign for the office.
You can head home if you like.
No.
I need to check in anyway. The kid turned around and walked backward, rolling his eyes in classic kid fashion.
Or my mom will freak out and call the police again.
Again? Does that happen a lot? Her calling the police or freaking out?
Take your pick.
Yeah.
Yeah to both?
Dom bit back another chuckle. Given the kid's intrepid personality, he probably kept his mom busy. The kid flipped face forward, and Dom watched as the boy ran up the two steps leading to the office. He yanked open the door.
Mom. Reservation.
Dom noted the wide southern porch with its rocking chairs and a few chairs and tables before he followed the kid inside,
well able to see why Lisa had liked the inn so much if the porch and office interior were anything by which to judge. It was her style of decorating. Beachy but understated. The office walls were a soft gray with blue and sand-colored accents. There was a comfortable-looking couch and chair in the waiting area, a rope swing hanging from the ceiling in front of a painted mural of the beach and ocean behind, and on the opposite side, a coffee bar, popcorn machine, and snack area with a couple of parlor-type tables and chairs. Mom. Samuel, how many times have I told you? No yelling. Inside voice, a woman stated, as she appeared from a hallway behind the chest-high desk. Dominic stilled, uncomfortable with the stomach-punching fact he found her beautiful. He'd guess her age to be early to mid-30s, tall like her son said, at around 5'8". Her auburn hair was scooped back and held at her nape, but curly tendrils framed her face and highlighted striking eyes that matched the blue of the ocean painting behind the check-in area. But Mom, you have a reservation and sometimes don't hear me. Oh, she said, locking gazes with Dominic. Sorry about that. Welcome to Carolina Cove Inn. I'm Ireland Cohen, the manager. He forced himself to focus on her name rather than her beauty. Ireland. Like the country. Yes. Unusual name. Unusual family, she said by way of explanation. She flashed them both a smile. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long. Not at all. Samuel kept me company. Mom, you should see his cool car. I'll bet it goes really fast. Does it? It does. Maybe you'll take me for a ride sometime? Samuel. I'm leaving tomorrow. Oh. And even if he wasn't Samuel, that's not something you ask our guests. We've talked about this, remember? The boy's mother said while sliding her son a stern glare. Yes, ma'am. Samuel glanced at Dominic and rolled his eyes, and yet again Dom found himself stifling a chuckle. And wondering at the last time he'd laughed so much in such a short span of time. Tough break, kid. Let's get you checked in. Name? Dominic Dunn. Domin. His name ended with a gasp and Ireland's eyes filled with tears. She blinked rapidly and managed to keep them from falling, but in that instant he knew she recognized him, and knew his reason for being there.